Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson with Urban Buzz Magazine on Urban Buzz Mag, and I have a wonderful comedian on the line with me, Guy Betancourt. And Guy, I want you to say hello to the people and let them know what's going on with you.
Hey, what's up, family? How you doing? God bless. You know, my best to all of you now. Coming in the summertime. You know, I'm AKA Latino Black Shit from Harlem. You know, giving you the shout out and giving you much love. You know, I got a lot of things going on. You know, I got a lot of shows coming up. You know, I got the Meadowlands Comedy Festival, where that's going to be a big event. You know, I'm competing in the final championship show, which is on the 30th of this month. It's going to be a beautiful show. I hope you can make it. Every comedian from the nation, some comedians are coming from everywhere. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful time, you know, and I hope you'll come and enjoy it with me.
Tell them, what's the address? How much the tickets? You got to give them more information.
Got you. Yeah, the tickets are $25, and it's located at the Copacabana in Manhattan on 51st Street. You can't miss it. The Copacabana is a beautiful event, and it only happens once a year.
Man, I know you're super excited about that. And, you know, I've been following your career for a while now. And you, man, it's like you on your own private tour. I wanted to know, are you booking yourself or do you have an agent?
No, actually, I'm in search of an agent. But, you know, that's a difficult thing, you know. So as comedians that are up and coming, I mean, we do our best to try to promote ourselves. You know, we just walk to different spots. We just try to network among comedians to try to get seen and try to have greater opportunity.
Yeah, that seemed to have worked.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that seems to work for comedians, I'm sure, better than actors, because you have that kind of freedom and that on the spot type of talent. Now, you're known as a storyteller. What's one of your favorite top stories you like to tell to the audience that you enjoy most?
Oh, you know, I have a story about me dating a prehistoric woman, a older woman from the nursing home, you know, and I went through a bad experience with that. You know, that's why I don't date older women anymore.
That's all right. That's all right.
At least I tried it, baby. I used to date younger women too, you know what I'm saying? But I had a little problem with that, you know what I'm saying?
How did you enter into becoming interested in being a comedian?
Well, in all actuality, I started out on freelance. I just started doing my own thing. And I realized that the bigger doors was not opening for me. I wasn't able to perform in the major clubs such as Caroline, the Gotham, Broadway Comedy Club, Dangerfields. See, I wasn't able to perform in those shows only because I didn't have a resume. So I decided to build my resume.
Right.
I attended the American Comedy Institute in class of 2016, and I was trained in comedy writing, I was trained in acting, I was trained in sketch comedy, I was trained in stand-up. So now I had a resume to show.
Right.
Now I was able to walk into those bigger doors and perform.
Right.
And then the greatest thing happened to me was that I finally got mentored by Darcell, the fat Dr. Blackman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you'll probably know who he is by his credits. He's basically responsible for Martin Lawrence's career.
Okay.
You know, he's had students like Dave Chappelle, Tommy Davidson, Wanda Sykes. You know, he recently passed 2 years ago. You know, it was a loss for the community. It was a loss for the world, you know, because he was an excellent mentor, an excellent comedian. And he was also the head writer of the Martin Lawrence Show.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I miss him a lot. I really miss him a lot, you know, but he taught me a lot and I'm taking it to the next level.
Yeah, that's evident. I mean, you've been doing the thing, you know. Speaking your truth has been one of the things that comedians are known for. With all the changes and the name changes and all the political arena, has that stifled you in your comedy at any time?
Well, the thing is, you know, the incident with Will Smith stifled me, you know, because if a person can do that on national TV in front of millions of people, you know, us smaller comedians are really in danger on a consistent basis.
I didn't look at it
you
like
know,
that.
So we have to be really, really mindful of when we're connecting with the audience. See, the worst thing you can ever do is start humiliating the audience in order to get laughs.
Right.
A comedian that does that is not a good comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because you're just doing host play. And a good comedian can make you laugh or without having to humiliate anyone in the audience.
Right. Right.
They coming to see you. They paying to see you. They're not paying for you to humiliate them in front of the audience.
Right.
And I don't believe in that.
for sure. And salute to Chris Rock for handling that so well, you know.
Yeah, he handled it fantastically, you know, and I hope he gets paid well.
Yeah, right?
You know, trust me, that's always going to be remembered because it was such a huge event.
Right.
It'll never be forgotten, you know, and that affected his image. I mean, he was humiliated on national television.
Okay, on the other side for comedy, we're in a time where there's so much chaos, you know, the war, COVID, just the violence that's going on. It's pretty much a time where people want to laugh. The Bible says laughter is like good medicine. So what has...
That it is.
Yeah, what has been your constant in making sure you can make people joyful during this turbulent time?
Well, the thing is, when they come into a comedy room, they're coming to escape. And my job is to help them escape. Whatever problems they're having, whatever difficulties they're going through before they come through the door, I do my best to have them forget it, even if it's for that 15 or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job, to help you escape the pain of life and take you to another world and then bring you back, and then you can go on your way, but you're feeling much better. You're in a positive frame of mind. You laughed all day or that whole set and you enjoyed it. And, you know, that's my job, is to bring joy and laughter in a difficult world.
Yeah, man. And you're doing that. And thank you so much. We need you. Now, everybody has their favorite comedian. I'm not going to ask you who are some of your favorite comedians that you look up to. But I want to ask you, what role are you playing for other up and coming comedians that can look up to you?
Well, it's funny you said that, you know, because yesterday I just acquired my first student. This person has been pursuing me consistently, and I've been so focused on doing me that I forgot what the fat doctor taught me. He says, you have to pass the information on.
Right.
You have to help others. I taught you. Now it's time for you to teach others. See, because comedy is just not walking up on a stage and just telling jokes.
Right.
There's a lot of intricate things that make it complete. Your physical comedy, your movements, your demeanor, or when you hit a punchline. It has to all flow together.
Right, right.
You know, then you have your comedies that stand still and just talk. Are they good in their own right? It's just a different style.
Right.
You know, but I've learned through the fact, Dr. May he rest in peace, comedy is well-rounded. You have to be well-rounded.
How does it feel to be back on the stage in rooms where people are sitting, cheering, laughing, you know, since the lockdown? How has that been joyful?
Well, it feels good. It's been a year. Right. You know, my first major performance is going to be the Meadowlands Comedy Festival, which is a competition.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's been lonely because a lot of the shows are done through Skype now, through Zoom. And it's not the same. It's not the same impact.
Right.
See, because you don't feel the audience.
Mm.
See, I feel the audience.
Right.
I'm one with you, and I'm taking you into my story, and now we're traveling together. But that's not there when you're Zooming and you're doing a show in that way. You know, it's not the same, you know, but I feel good coming back to the stage. You know,
right.
I feel great, and I'm just looking forward to it.
What's the life of a comedian? I always kind of want to know, like, what do comedians do? What's your day like? Can you describe your day? Like, do you look in the mirror and tell your jokes? Like, what's your formula for preparation?
My third eye is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What I mean by that is I'm always preparing.
Uh-huh.
I record my sets on my little recorder, and I'm constantly listening to it, okay, so I can make changes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I should do this. I think I should do that. I'm constantly in my comedy mode everywhere I go,
wow.
Even at my job. You know, because I have a full-time job for the federal government. I work at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
You know, so I have to hold a full-time job because I'm not making, you know, Dave Chappelle money yet.
Got you. And it's okay. A lot of, even actors, everybody's holding a second job while they're pursuing their acting or comedian or just independent entrepreneurship. That's nothing to be ashamed about. I don't know why people think that's a big deal. That's not a big deal. That's how you just get it. Anyway, I'm not going to go on my rant, but, you know.
One thing I definitely want to mention, and I want everyone to know this, you know, is that, you know, a lot of comedians hate other comedians only because of their of their capability. You know, you have a lot of haters in the industry, and you know, and that should not happen because we're all on the same page.
That's unfortunate.
I have been denied certain venues only because the comedian there doesn't want me on the stage with him.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's all about the audience. But you have some comedians that want the whole spotlight. They want to be the best set of the whole night.
Right.
And, you know, and for me, if everybody got a great set, it's an excellent show.
Right.
So why would you have three people that are not too good, and then you come out and you have the best set? No.
Right.
It's all about the audience. They're the most important people to us, the audience. And I want to give the audience the best that I got.
Right.
At all times. So the only people that are being affected is the audience, only because of the people's, you know, grandiose attitude, greater than God attitude.
Yeah, well, we have a lot more outlets now in this digital arena. And one thing I know for sure, and I'm confident in, is that if you provide quality, then quality comes. And people will gravitate to you naturally, as they say, organic followers and organic people. It may take a little bit longer, but the loyalty and the following that you gain, you know, and I always compare it, you can have 1 million followers, but if only 5,000 or 2,000 are supporting you financially, okay, let me not rant.
Exactly.
Let me not rant. This is about you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I say that to say, keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we say
I will, baby. And you know.
Yeah, that's why we let me say this. And this is why we say we are where key players speak, because we go out there and we watch and we see the new talent. You know, yes, mainstream blows up some people to a certain status, but it's the irony is that let them make one mistake and let them see that same media tear them apart. Now, I have another question. You have been on stage, TV, film. Is there one of them that you prefer most, or is there one that you would like to add to more?
Well, actually, I would love to be in sketch comedy more often. Something like in SNL.
Yeah.
You know, because I love the physical comedy. You know, I love to create characters. I love to be somebody different. On the stage, you could be whoever you want, and that's the beauty of comedy. Is that you can go up there and be whoever you want, and no one will have to chastise you. No one can talk down to you. No one can criticize you. You can be whoever you want on that stage for those 10 to 20 minutes.
Right. Do you remember your first gig, and where was it, and how did you feel? Did they receive you? Did they boo you? Let us know about that.
Well, in all actuality, I was only prepared off of my first major gig, you know, which was at the Gotham. Uh-huh. It was the graduation of the American Comedy Institute. So for graduation day, we performed at the main lounge, at the main stage of the Gotham, where Gotham Live is at. So it was a beautiful audience. It was fantastic, you know, and I was fortunate to have, to be the last act out as the headliner.
Uh-huh.
And we were surprised, you know, because the reception was fantastic, you know. And when I first felt that strong laugh, that's when I knew I was doing what I love. That's when I knew this is for me.
Okay. That's all right. So more sketch comedy. Are you going to maybe write your own and do like a one-man show? Do they do that in comedy?
Yes, they do that. But, you know, that's way ahead of me right now.
Okay.
You know, right now I have to get back in the circuit. I also have something big coming up in Atlanta. Fresh Faces of Comedy, which I've been accepted to go to.
Okay.
You know, and that's at the end of August.
Okay.
But that's going to be a beautiful thing also, you know, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
So I'm traveling around and I'm trying to get known by some and re-known by others.
That's all right. I like that. Known by some and re-known by others. Well, guys, Latino Black, thank you for stopping by.
Yes, baby.
Again, let the people know how they can reach out to you.
Reach out to me on Facebook. Reach out to me on Instagram. I put up all of my events, you know, so show me love. You know, trust me. The lineups I'm into are fire. You're going to laugh from the minute you sit out to the minute you're walking out the door.
That's all right. Well, thank you again, brother. I really appreciate you. And we'll get up and I will see you soon.
You got it, baby. Thank you so much for letting me get my voice out there. I really appreciate it, sweetheart. Remember, folks, Guy Betancourt, a.k.a. Latino Black. You can look me up on Facebook and Instagram, Guy Betancourt. I always throw my flyers up so you know where I be. God bless you, man, and may your year be prosperous.
So we are where key players speak, and we thank you for being a key player. And like I said, just keep doing your thing.
All right.